When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now my man Arlex put me on the scud. That kid's comic is made with blood.
Well, welcome back with another episode after a hiatus, which seems to be a regular going on, but we got a lot to get into. A lot we've missed, a lot coming up. I think I'm most excited about Deadpool, because there's not much else to be excited about other than Sven's texts.
I was putting my phone on mute. Fuck you. Looking for my white women that you seem to leave.
They're always coming. They just show up after you leave. It's weird.
We invite them. Yeah, they just want to know when you're not going to be here.
You
want to come to my podcast?
We're old and married and not our bartender selves that we used to be.
Yeah. Old, speak for yourself.
Yeah, fuck you.
Look at that beard, buddy. It's coming. You're old.
Yeah.
It's still brown. It's not that gray yet.
Yeah. It's not like you're underage and we're buying your beer any longer.
Those were the days, though. Oh. I had some good memories of those days.
Gatorade never clear at the host stand.
Smirnoff Ice.
Sky Blue.
Bacardi Silvers.
It made me a better server. I was happy to talk to the piece of shit customers we got.
Right? Absolutely.
But yeah, no. About Deadpool, I do feel like, A, it is the only Marvel movie we're getting, so we might as well be excited for it, because there's nothing else to be excited for this year. But I think that that's probably a good thing, because Marvel been getting too far ahead of itself, pulling itself in too many different directions.
An interesting thought and completely new.
Yeah, well, nobody's ever said that before?
Not at all, earlier, 10 minutes ago.
What have you guys been doing?
They're taking the DC route.
They should. Learn a thing from two.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they just kind of focus on the big projects, you know what I mean, and give them the time and attention they deserve, then they're bound to be successful. They have, I feel like, the right people behind the scenes to do it.
I.e. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, well, that certainly doesn't hurt.
Well, that's the thing, too, is I don't know if it's more the Marvel side or more the Disney side that's fucking up Marvel. So
I always think it's Disney.
Yeah, fucking mouse.
Yeah.
Oh. Is there a projected screen time for how long? Because that's going to kind of dictate how many cameos you're going to have in there.
47 minutes. They cut everything.
I would fucking choke them out.
No, I think there's going to be a ton of additional characters in this. Yeah. I think I heard they're adding a few new ones too, like the Big Bad, I think. Now I can't remember. But I think the Big Bad is supposed to be somebody new we haven't seen yet.
It's Xavier's sister.
What's her name?
Cassandra Nova.
That's it.
Yep. As soon as you said that, I remembered who she was. that seems like a great addition in theory. Like, they could do a lot with her.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
She's just a darker Xavier who can also take the other powers and just... What is it? She can transform into...
Well, it depends on what powers they give her, because I think she's had variations of powers, but she pretty much has the same powers as Xavier, right? So the way I think she first came into the comics is in, like, the womb, Xavier's already manifested his powers of telekinesis, and or sorry, telekinetic powers, and he like encounters her in the spirit realm or something like that, and she like makes herself into like another egg. You know what I mean? Like makes herself his twin sister somehow.
And she eats him like Kang from Hangover.
I don't think so. Aren't they born as twins? Or does she take over his body? I think she take over his body at one point. But
she
I
does.
Thought,
yeah.
I thought that was a different storyline. I thought that they were born as twins initially. I could be wrong about that, though.
She does have that DNA duplication, so she can replicate anybody's powers by replicating their DNA. That cosmic fire and infernal control. Immunity to magic.
Sounds like my wife on a Friday night.
How many drinks in?
Probably about 13.
Oh, so it's early.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to this bullshit podcast.
No, she doesn't. I didn't want to take out the trash. How about that?
Now, yeah, Nova would be a great villain. And from the commercial we got for the Super Bowl, I don't think they're going to edit him much when they bring up pegging on a commercial. You're like, all right, well, if you're going to show that on primetime TV,
yeah,
you've got something in the chamber.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be far from, you know, the Deadpool that we know and love.
What's what Ryan Reynolds said? He was like, I'm not coming back if they try to edit anything I want to do.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, I'm excited to see the cameos. Because,
yeah.
I mean, we've been watching these movies for so long. And to see them, like, sprinkle in a little bit.
I think for the next episode, let's put in a list of who we think's coming up and then number it by percentage-wise.
I like that.
Yeah, there was a...
Because obviously we're going to see, you know, Kelsey Graham or Beast. Those ones are going to be there, high probability. Channing Tatum, mid probability.
Yeah, so we already got Kelsey Graham or Beast at the end credit
Marvel's
scene of The Marvels, which I finally watched.
How was it?
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you went in
wasn't
at like face value, wasn't expecting anything great,
that's what you need
to
do.
The best way to watch that movie.
Like, you'll probably enjoy it because you think it's going to suck balls.
Nice.
So, like, you'll probably go in thinking this is going to be a terrible movie, and at the end, you're going to be like, I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, no, is it on Disney Plus yet?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, as of a week or two ago? Yeah.
So you said, yeah, no, I didn't think it was going to be horrible because it can't be because of they gave her other main characters. Kamala Khan, like,
yeah,
as much screen time as you take away from like in Danvers, movie's got to be much better.
Yeah, there was a couple questionable things in there. I was like, why the fuck would they put this in here? And I'm like, it's really stupid.
I got to admit though, Brie Larson was looking good in that movie. Ugh. Like, I've never been really attracted to her, but like,
you're a liar.
She's been working out. Her stomach was looking tight.
And what do you think about the prospect for spoiler alert, Young Avengers?
See, I like that, too.
I like Kate Bishop.
Yeah, because I liked Kate Bishop. I liked what they did with the Hawkeye series. I know Matt mentioned that could have been a Christmas thing for him.
It's up there with Die Hard now.
Yeah, I don't know how excited I would be for Young Avengers. Other than those two, there's not really...
Yeah.
I mean, Ant-Man's daughter, I wasn't a big fan of.
No.
That's the thing. We got to get more, right? So
no, Braveheart
potentially
wasn't really too much... Her. Is that Ironheart.
See, I could throw some ideas out there, right? We got the addition of Miles Morales would be one. He could be a young Avenger. The chick from the Madness of the Multiverse, America Chavez, she could be a young Avenger.
Yeah, she's iffy for me as well.
And then I could see them doing something like crazy and bringing in like a Squirrel Girl.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been asking for a live action Squirrel Girl for a long time.
Yeah, like I could see that being a thing. And then Echo, maybe. Echo could be
a
young Avenger. A
little older.
She is, so maybe not. I don't know. But
they're probably going to...
Who else was on the Young Avengers team? Wasn't it the
Peter...
the second Nova? Was he Young Avenger? The
second Nova.
Is it?
The captain... Oh, that's what they're going to do. The guy who takes the new Falcon.
Oh, okay. Baby Falcon.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Isn't Nova's...
Well, did you watch... Hawkeye Winter or
Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah. The guy who was basically helping Sam Wilson out, he's set to be the Falcon.
Okay.
See, I
did not see that.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
I don't remember this person at all.
Yeah, it's another thing. Like the series, I love the series, but with the Disney Marvel, like the last episode, hated it. was not a fan. They just they start telling a great story but can't finish it.
Yeah, I mean the only ones they've been doing good with is
Echo,
Loki.
1 through 5, awesome. Last episode, meh.
Yeah, the only one that was good was Loki. Yeah,
yeah.
Both seasons of Loki were good, and I don't think we're getting any more. But I felt like
he's a tree now.
Yeah, yeah. I was fine with the conclusion. It was like, this is a conclusion. Okay, we're done
here. There was a thing I saw. So I guess they're going to be pushing for Doctor Doom, but it's going to be Secret Wars. And then is there that tree? Is that in Secret Wars at some point where Doctor Doom's sitting on a throne in front of the Tree of Life or whatever it is?
Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. I think the Beyonder comes in Secret Wars, doesn't he?
There's like two.
That's the original Secret Wars.
The original Secret Wars, the Beyonder.
The second one was Doom, God Emperor Doom.
Uh-huh.
And he has a white cloak on.
Yeah.
Badass uniform, by the way. I don't know why. I've never seen that cosplayed.
A good point. No, I've never seen anybody attempt that.
Now, have you seen the outfit, though?
Yes. Yes. I've seen the God Emperor Doom outfit, which is awesome. That's like, I was pulling scenes from those comics back when we were talking about how badass Doom is to begin with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he rips the spine out.
Yeah, Thanos' spine out. Oh, my God. So good. But yeah, so wait. Who are they going to get to play Doom? Do we know that yet?
Not yet. We finally got Fantastic Four casting.
We know who the Fantastic Four is going to be. I still think Cillian Murphy would be the best Doom.
Right? Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I would love to see Cillian Murphy as Doom. Anybody else?
You already know he can play comic book characters.
Yeah.
Yeah? You think that they are just going to replace the big bad of this phase, or these three phases, with it, you know, because they outed Jonathan Majors, you think that they're not going to replace the actor who plays Kang, to be the big bad? You think they're just going to replace the big bad?
50-50 chance.
I think they're just going to replace the big bad.
Okay.
And that's, I think, after everything that's been...
they're just going to try to wash their hands of the whole thing.
And call that as what it was. Well, everything's been shitty before, so not our fault. We're going to...
Well, I guess it really comes down, like, if... In the new Deadpool, if he brings up Kang at all, it could be still relevant. But if he doesn't bring it up at all, like, Disney could be like, "Yeah, we're not talking about that character. He didn't do anything. He's done."
Ah, it'd be great if there's some type of little nod to it.
Nod? You mean poke?
See, a deep thrust.
You can't just run away from women in the middle of the street like that.
That would just make me hate Quantumanium that much more, though, because then it just didn't set up anything. So this is what I think. I mean, Sven thinks they're replacing the big bad. You're 50-50. I'm on the other side. I think they're going to replace who plays Kang and still have Kang in it. But I think maybe this is what I've kind of always kind of suspected a little bit, is that between Avengers movies, the big bad will change. And I think it goes from Kang to Doom. Yes.
I always thought that was going to happen.
That's what I
think. Oh, you know who they should have if they're going to recast? Bring back Terrence Howard.
Yeah, as Kang?
Yeah,
I would love that.
It's just a throwback. It's not Rhodey. It's fucking Kang.
Yeah, it's Kang. Yeah.
My name's Kang, man.
Although, I don't know if he could act the part.
No,
that's
not even
the thing. I don't know if he could act the part. Like...
Which would make it so much better.
I don't know. It's hard to pull off that character, Kang.
That'd
you
be
know
cool
what
if
I mean?
They put him in and Deadpool.
It would be cool if they put him
the
in
Rhodey's.
Deadpool. Yeah. That would be awesome.
I can see that being a cameo.
Yeah, that's going on our list.
I'll put there
for next month. That's definitely going on our list.
I'll put that on the over.
So wait, when does Deadpool come out? It's not till July, right?
I think it's June. Think
so. June or July?
Yeah, too far.
Yeah, but it's not that far either.
I know.
There's always like a good Marvel movie in the summer.
Yeah, there's usually
like one
well,
year. One
last
year,
couple
was...
years, there's been a Marvel movie in the summer.
Yeah,
say
true,
a good Marvel
true.
Movie.
No, but I mean, in the beginning, it was like Captain America and the Winter Soldier was setting up summer, and it was awesome. And then there was Guardians of the Galaxy was one summer, and that was incredible, you know? Like,
it looks like July 26th this will be out.
Okay.
And have you guys seen the posters for it? My absolute favorite. They have the heart necklace broken in half, and one's Wolverine and one's Deadpool.
And they changed the name. Now it's Wolverine and Deadpool, or Deadpool and Wolverine, or something.
Yep.
Instead of Deadpool 3. Which, I mean, it's like, I don't know, why'd they have to do that?
I could go back to, didn't we talk about this one of the other ones, where that was going to be the ultimate, like, cameo fuck you, where we think Hugh Jackman's going to be in the movie, but he's only in it for like 10 seconds. And then Ryan Reynolds is like, fucking gotcha.
That'd
be terrible.
Back
to see Wolverine.
Oh, God, I would have hated that so
much. He's literally just in the end credits.
I would have been so angry. It's great because in the first two Deadpools, he like sets up his hate for Wolverine by talking about Wolverine in the beginning of each movie and how he's going to like he's going to one up him basically. And like it's just incredible. Like the little Tinkerbell that's really Wolverine dying on the log with a stake through his heart, like it's so good.
But yeah, now, what is coming out after that?
So we got more movies. See, I think, speaking
the next
of which,
one's,
I was gonna
still
say
waiting for Blade that keeps getting pushed
that's
back.
That's what I was just gonna say. I was gonna say Mahershala Ali could probably pull off Kang.
He could,
but I'd like him as Blade more. I think he would be a better Blade, and so I don't want to. I don't want to mess with that.
If that ever gets fucking
it's
made,
Armor Wars, isn't it? After that,
did they switch that to a movie? Because that was originally supposed to be
a series.
Do you have the list?
I'm pulling up now. It's
I forgot about up. Shuri for Young Avengers.
Yeah, Deadpool, Wolverine, and
Shuri
Agatha.
Would be good, yeah.
Disney Plus, Coven of Chaos, which I believe they just renamed. And then they have the Spider-Man cartoon.
Ironheart would be good for Young Avengers, too.
Yeah. I think...
Captain America would be the next movie. Brave New World.
Brave New World,
that's what
yeah.
it is.
And they've recast Ross.
Yeah, they had to. Did he die?
Did he?
George
William
Harrison?
Hurt?
I thought yeah. it was...
He died?
I thought so.
Okay, we're getting confirmation now.
Prostate cancer.
Damn.
That's a shame.
Damn near killed him.
I loved him as an actor, though.
Yeah, he was good.
But I thought Marvel had just Terrence Howard in him. I thought they were just like,
well, Marvel
we're going to get
Terrence
a bigger...
Howard. Terrence Howard him.
Yeah.
I thought they were just like, we're going to get a better actor to play your role, and that's why...
It's like, I want more money.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
See, I just
fuck
thought they
you,
were like,
sidekick.
Don Cheadle's better than you, and this is going to become a bigger role. So
Don Cheadle was just cheaper.
We're going yeah. we're gonna get Don Cheadle to do it. Yeah, I guess, I mean, Terrence Howard did kind of blow up a little bit after some few big movies he made, but
well,
he's probably cheaper
movie?
Now.
Crash?
Crash, Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow.
He was in Fighting with Channing Tatum.
No, here for a pimp.
But I can't remember what he's been in lately.
Oh, Power. That's what he's been on.
Like the show?
The show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I only watched...
Empire?
Yeah, Empire. Yeah.
All right, so what's after Cap?
After Cap is Thunderbolts.
Oh, that should be good.
Yeah.
The first Canadian superhero team?
That wasn't Thunderbolts. That was Alpha Flight.
Oh,
that's
Alpha Flight.
Oh,
man. Wait. Thunderbolts is going to be the one where Julie Louis-Dreyfus is like heading up everybody. And Red Guardian's going to be on
yes,
it.
Yes. It's like the Avengers, but a weirder
like
version.
Ragtag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's it? Because you'll have Ghosts. What's a Taskmaster.
Taskmaster,
yeah. Okay. Black Widow's
sister. Black Widow's sister, yeah.
Yelena Belova.
Florence Pugh.
What is that? Why am I drawing a blank on his name? But Red Guardian actor.
David Harbour.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Love him.
Love him so much.
Phenomenal.
Stranger Things guy.
Yeah.
But then there's also the U.S. agent guy, the guy who took the shield in.
Yeah, U.S. agent.
Captain America Falcon.
It's Kurt Russell's kid, isn't it?
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
It better be. It looks and sounds just like him.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know how I felt about him.
I did not like him at all.
Yeah, I felt like he was kind of a whiny bitch.
Yep.
Okay, and then there's one
defiled
more.
Defiled the Captain's shield by spilling blood off and taking
yeah.
the head off
Dude,
with
he,
it.
He did take that dude's head off, though. That was
off.
Pretty.
Yeah.
That was a good scene.
Shield, more? Fuck that. This is a weapon now.
No, I think that's it. Is it?
I thought there was six. Oh, well.
Six what?
Six members of that team.
Who else would be? Oh, I think Winter Soldier's coming on with him.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Winter Soldier doesn't get enough love.
He really doesn't. He's such a good character. I watched Civil War again for like the 100th time.
Still probably my top two. Dude, the way they fucking one
gang bang.
It's one or two for me.
At the end, the beating with the shield, I was just like, God damn. Yeah. And then I watched Ant-Man and Wasp. And I'm like, hey, that's pretty good too.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a spinoff with Falcon and fucking Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that would be good.
Those two together would be phenomenal.
I liked Rocket's lines with Bucky, though. When he's like, how much? When he's like,
I'm getting that arm.
Yeah, you said Falcon. You mean Winter Soldier. Yeah. He's like, how much for the arm?
You're not getting this arm.
I'm getting that arm.
It's not for sale.
It's so good. So, I mean, they kind of made like a new Guardians baby team, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Adam Warlock and... Was there a rock guy?
He was already there.
Yeah.
Not Korg. Was it Korg?
Piss off, Korg. Ghost. No, it wasn't.
Piss off, Ghost. Oh, my God. That part's amazing.
I have a shirt that has that. It's him kicking a Mario Brothers ghost.
Oh, you're thinking that was Groot at the end. You think?
Groot was just gigantic.
Yeah, he was
huge. Right.
He was fucking huge.
Now I remember. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the way they did Adam Warlock, because Adam Warlock's supposed to be so much more powerful.
But I think he was learning. Like,
but he was still in his baby stage.
Yeah, but he was really dumb, too. Like,
well, they took him out early. You got to finish baking him.
Yeah, that's my daughter all the time.
Took you out early. So what else we got?
You said something about Punisher, right?
Yeah.
Who do you
saw that return?
Was in the white suit?
I believe it's White Tiger. It's going to be one of the...
I thought White Tiger was a chick.
It is a chick.
The second White Tiger in the comics was a chick. It was his daughter.
Okay.
And if that leaked video is to be believed, I'm pretty sure it's Bullseye, again, pretending to be Punisher instead of Daredevil, possibly killing White Tiger to set up the daughter come back and take the mantle. That would make sense in my idea of what Marvel would do.
So...
But we're talking, Bernthal's back.
We're talking
100% confirmed.
Yeah,
we're talking Daredevil reborn or born again.
Born again,
right? So you think Bullseye's still around?
Well, he is. They confirmed his return.
Okay, because he was in season 3 of Marvel Daredevil.
They,
Netflix
they
Daredevil.
Ended with him. I guess they were fusing his adamantium skeleton onto him.
Oh, he gets an adamantium skeleton, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wait, was that
adamantium, vibranium, or whatever it was at the end?
Okay. Yeah, I just...
I don't know if it was the whole skeleton or different parts, but yeah.
I don't remember that being a thing for Bullseye.
Not going to rewatch it.
Not going to rewatch it?
Now I have to rewatch it.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, that series was great.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's really good.
And Deborah Ann Woll's coming back.
Which okay.
They said weren't coming originally. And I didn't know how they were going to do Born Again without that.
Yeah,
the whole theory is Karen Page gets back on drugs and sells his identity.
Oh, shit. No way. Really?
That's the storyline. Born again, she sells Matt Murdock's secret identity to Kingpin, and then all shit breaks loose.
Oh, I'm so down with that. This is going to be
awesome.
As I said,
they already teased Karen Page being an addict before. That's why she left hometown.
Nice. Yep. So Kingpin's still around. He's going to have, I'm guessing, a whole slew of supervillains.
Probably.
Yeah. We're not talking like Sinister Six levels, though, I don't think.
No, street level.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the Hopper.
The Wrecking Crew coming back from She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So Bullseye's going to pretend to be Punisher, you think?
That would be my assumption, unless it's actually just Punisher killing White Tiger, which, again, could be, but White Tiger was a hero.
Right.
So I don't know why Punisher would do that. That's what made me think Bullseye.
Okay.
Because he didn't really show his face.
He had the hood on.
He had a hood on, but
the Punisher logo.
Punisher, he's not hiding.
Thank God
they
kept that logo.
I heard they weren't coming.
Oh, you didn't want the new logo?
Oh, so stupid.
What was the new logo?
No skull. They changed the skull and gave it like horns because he joined the hand and was the leader, and then they killed him off and brought in some blonde fucking
every
Punisher.
Every douchebag in the world would have that on the back of their truck with like a cop, like, you know, some reference to like Blue Lives Matter or some shit like that. But it's like, if you read Punisher, he don't give a fuck about anybody's life. Like,
no,
you don't change that because some asshole does it. Like, that's Punisher's fucking logo.
Yeah.
Anybody he thought was worthy of it, he killed.
Yeah.
Like he, that was like his whole thing. It was like, if he thought you were a bad guy, he's putting you down.
I think I'm excited for the most is going to be Deadpool or Daredevil.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good.
When they get they give him like 20 episodes or something like that. It's not like the normal six.
Yeah,
it's like 18 or something.
So yeah, it's up there.
They're putting the eggs in this basket.
But yeah, because it's got it's been rewritten like twice already at this point.
Yeah. I just saw that. Who'd they get to rewrite it? They brought back some people from the original show, which I was good to see.
Like the actors, or you mean the writers?
The writers.
The writers.
Okay, good. Because, I mean, the original show was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That one and Punisher were the best two series Netflix did with these characters.
They could have did without Iron Fist and still been pretty solid.
Yeah, Iron Fist I wasn't a fan of, and I wasn't a fan of Defenders, but Luke Cage was great. Jessica Jones was great.
Jessica Jones' first season was incredible, actually. Now that I think about it, that first season was really good. Because the dude that she goes up against is so twisted.
Purple Man.
Purple Man.
Yeah.
Yep. It's funny, though. Just her character, though. Anytime I see her, I can only picture her character from Breaking Bad. Is that...
Yes. Yeah. I know.
I woke up. I found her. That's all I know.
Junkie.
Yeah.
His junkie girlfriend.
Walter just watches die because she's trying to blackmail him.
Yes. Oh, God. That was like... When Walter White lost his moral compass, you know what I mean, in that show. Like,
oh yeah, that was 100% the turning point.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he's just like, nope, done.
He just went full evil after that.
Nope.
Yeah, which that show's incredible. Or have either of you seen the new Aquaman yet?
No,
because it's
no.
It's again, on HBO Max now as of yesterday.
Okay,
so I'm gonna watch it soon.
I want to watch it because it's already paid for HBO Max.
I'm
not going out of my way.
I'm pretty sure it's awful.
Oh, like yeah,
yeah, like
yeah. Well,
they said the commercials, like the previews for it. If those were the best scenes that they're trying to get you to go see the movie, fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so the CGI was like terrible. It was just too much of it. But I mean, what are you gonna do? They're fucking underwater, like.
Yeah, I mean, they're not.
You film under fucking water. Did you not see The Abyss? It's a great movie.
Momoa's turning blue again.
Motherfucker can't swim.
Almost lost you there, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have high hopes for it. But DC is like.
Fuck that! I'm gonna go watch Pirates of the Caribbean instead.
Which one? It better be the original.
Yeah, the one with Johnny Depp.
He's in like four of them, I think.
It was just an Amber Heard joke.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. I forgot about that. No, I was gonna say like DC. I thought we talked like a while ago, and we were like DC is gonna fix itself, or James Gunn's gonna fix DC. And,
yeah.
Well, that's not part of it. Well,
I know, but we've had one movie, Suicide Squad, which was awesome, right? And
that's still not part of it.
I thought that was part of it.
No, because he's supposed to like reboot it. Like,
Suicide Squad was part of the DCU, but he did that one. But that was before he was the head honcho.
The head guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
I think that's the movie that made him the head guy. They're like, all the rest of the movies are shit, and this one was fucking awesome. You're hired.
I mean, it was awesome, no doubt. But like, when are we getting his movies? Is this
you're talking about
26? I think is where the first one was coming out.
Oh God!
Yeah, you got some time on your hands, dude.
Yeah.
I am excited for that new Batman. I thought the
first was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And now, like, when is that coming? That's got to be soon, right? Somewhat soon.
Again, well, another probably year 2025. Or two. 25, 26.
All right, that's really? Not terrible. Yeah. 26 is like forever now.
You have to remember the writer's strike fucked up a shit ton.
Yeah, it pushed everything back.
And I think we're getting the Joker 2 first.
Huh? Oh, yeah. But that's not even really DC related.
No, it's not. But I think it'll be good. And Lady Gaga's supposed to play Harley Quinn.
Yeah, if they make
it, there's going to be a Harley Quinn in the Joker too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, now they're just like making it weird.
No,
and it's going to be a musical.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What? Why? Why are they trying
hard? I am actually behind that.
Really?
As a dark,
well, like the whole was it going to be like?
I don't know if it's a whole thing, but it, like if you ever watched some of the, like the dark musicals, what was
like Real
Repo. Yes, that's the one I was thinking of. Repo.
I was thinking
that, that was a good one.
The one with Johnny Depp.
I don't know. Like when I saw the Joker in theaters, I expected a supervillain origin story. But that was not what that movie was at all. It was just a movie about a guy who had a lot of mental health problems.
Well, you know what, Maury? You know what, Maury?
As I said, I've still only seen it the one time in theaters. Was not impressed. I definitely want to give it a second chance because to watch it and not expecting like the Batman story
film. Yeah,
So I think it would have been a great movie if it wasn't the Joker. But
I
can see that. I mean, it's still better than Jared Leto, but whatever.
I like Jared Leto as the Joker.
Really?
I did.
You're one of the few.
See, I don't know. I go back and forth on the Jared Leto Joker. It's like, I get it. Like, he had to be different. You know what I mean? And it was. And, like, in that universe, I guess it was okay. But, like, he didn't really add anything for me.
Well, and again, like, Heath Ledger fucked it up for everybody else. Thanks for dying, Dick.
Because now you're such an amazing job.
You just killed it as the Joker.
Yeah, well,
and died. Yeah. So now you can't say anybody else is better at all.
Well, no. Well, also, but honestly,
that was not me saying Jared Leto's better than Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger, 100% top Joker.
It's probably better that Heath Ledger just died after that performance because now Hollywood can't bastardize it by making him do it again.
Yeah, I know we've touched on this before, but I would like to see the Batman storyline of. It's all in his head, and he's in an insane asylum where he's went crazy from the death of his parents, and that's just, none of it's real. Like, the villains he comes up with are the doctors that are trying to treat him.
That would be awesome.
I would love to see that.
Well, that kind of makes sense, because every one of Batman's villains, almost every one of them, are sort of mental health.
They're trying
issue.
Different, like, cold therapy on him, and there's Mr. Freeze. You got the one that's trying to be his buddy, it's the Joker.
Yeah.
I think he could.
Hugo Strange is like kind of like that too, right? Isn't he a psychologist or something? And then Scarecrow, same thing.
He's trying to get him to tap into everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. And even Harley Quinn. She's a fucking shrink.
Quinn, also a psychologist.
Dude, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're all, a lot of them are mental health professionals.
Yeah.
Killer Croc could be one of the. What are they called?
The
janitors?
No, the guys that hold you down.
Orderlies.
Orderlies, yes, the orderlies.
He's like, janitor. Master of the custodian arts. Janitor.
Yeah, actually, that might fit for Croc.
Supplies.
Bane could be an orderly then.
Hey, doctor, can you
see
this?
That was a UHF reference if you didn't get it. Okay.
I caught it.
Now, that would be a good movie.
No.
Yeah, it's. See, I don't. I know how earlier you said, like, why do they try to make their own stories? Just give us the ones from the comics that we love, right? And that was off mic. But I do agree with you. However, there are times when they give us a new story and it actually works, well, and we love it.
Now, I don't mind a new storyline.
Yes.
But stay true to the character. Don't there and change everything to fit the story you want to tell.
I agree.
Right? Tell the story.
I agree.
With the characters.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Spider-Man 2 video game.
Yeah.
You wanted to tell that, tell it with Eddie Brock as Venom. Not Harry Osborn.
I agree. Yeah. Harry Osborn's baby Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumor mill saying the guy that plays Reacher is in talks to be Batman.
Yes. No, I would love that.
He would make a great Bruce Wayne. He's got the build.
Yes.
He's got the attitude for it.
Is he too big, though?
He's almost too big.
The comic book Bruce Wayne is that fucking big. Like, he's...
I don't think so.
I don't know. See, and I'm going off... you ever play the Arkham Arkham Knight series, Arkham City? And the, like... one of the start menus, you have, like, character profiles, right? And I always looked at them. Bruce Wayne is only, like, 6'1", 200 pounds in that.
Ah.
Right? So... Alan Rickson is like 6'5", 280 pounds of like pure muscle. So
he's huge.
More Bane than Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Like he would make Tom Hardy, even in Bane workout swoleness, look small. It's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, even his character in Titans, he was huge.
Yeah, he was Hawk.
Who was he? Hawk?
Hawk.
He was Hawk, yeah. That he was solid in that.
He's good in that.
His girlfriend was.
I fell off Titans.
So
how was that show?
Yeah, I finished watching it.
I watched. I'm in like season four, but I'm not really watching it. Or season three, the end of season three.
I think I was in it, skipped around. I watched like one and half of two, and then it looked like it was starting to get better in season four. Like and one with like Batman dies and.
Yeah, like one and two were pretty good. Like when they bring Red Hood in, I kind of liked that for a little while. It was cool that they could curse. I just liked that it was like on HBO.
Well, that was the whole more realistic.
That was the whole commercial for it. It was just Nightwing saying "fuck Batman." It's like, all right, I'll watch this show.
Exactly, and it's like you don't get to see that normally because. Usually Disney's involved, and they nerf everything, you know, like Rogue's ass. But, like, really what we want is uncensored, brutal, you know what I mean?
Well,
honest,
we were talking
hard
about
truth.
Last episode on before, Pennyworth is such a great show. He was told they had to rename it the Adventures of Batman's Butler. But have you watched that on HBO Max?
Wait.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that yet?
No, wait. What? No, I know about the show. I've never watched it.
It's good.
What do you mean... The Adventures of Batman's Butler.
They added that to the title of the show because nobody knew who Pennyworth
was. Oh, God, why? Like, what the hell? Just make stuff for target audiences. It's fine. Not everybody in the world needs to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, I knew exactly what it was about when I saw the title Pennyworth. You know? Yep. Like, that's...
Yeah, but if they make it for a target audience, I mean, they got to have some sort of... Make some money off of it, so that's why they do stupid shit like that.
I guess, but like, don't like selling out. We don't like that, right? As a society, don't we bitch about that?
Yeah, well, you know. You think about it this way, like Marvel Comics, like before any of the Marvel movies came out, like how many people were still like big Marvel fans, as compared to after the movies came out.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
true, 100%. Yeah, 100% true. Sure,
made being a nerd popular,
but. Yeah. They did a really good job with the movies, and that's probably what helped big time. You know, like they didn't.
Well, that's why I think you're seeing it wrong. Is that the quality of the show is not bad? Like they didn't change that. They just
that's fine.
Added a title to make more people's. Oh, it's Batman. Oh, all right, we'll give it a shot.
That Pennyworth.
Oh,
I thought Pennyworth.
I thought it was just a stuck-up butler.
Yeah, just a little silly.
Get a little Jeffrey.
Well, like we needed that, but maybe I'm just. Overestimating the intelligence of people.
I still like Gollum as Batman's butler the best.
Oh, from he was good. It was at the
or the, Claw.
Yeah, I know. But which Batman was he?
It was
oh, Robert Pattinson.
No. Like in Ben Affleck was the Batman.
Wait, he was Alfred in the DC universe?
The guy that played Gollum?
Yeah. And Claw. And Ulysses Claw. Yep. What? Really?
Yeah.
Yep. He's a great actor.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He can do anything.
I just don't remember seeing him. He wasn't in this Flash movie recently.
No, because it was a different Batman.
They like barely used him. Oh, it was because it was Keaton.
Yep.
They were in Keaton's house.
Yeah. Yep. Keaton didn't even have a butler.
No, he did. Back in the
No, I mean, in the Flash one, he didn't.
No, in the movie recently. But that Alfred was great. The original Batman, A Batman Returns, you know what I mean? I think they even used him for the Kilmer and Clooney Batmans, too. But
no, yeah, I think he was the one that stayed solid.
Yeah, throughout those four.
Yeah. Let's do an entire episode about Alfred and all the different variations. Have you read any of the Batman Earth 1? Earth 2, the storylines, it's like an alternate.
No.
It's where they, I don't know if it's the first time they did it, but they bring Alfred as the ex-MI6 fighter who trained him up, and he's not just the butler. And I don't know if that's what that's based on, but that's the first time I recall seeing it in those ones, and it's great. It kind of just turns everything around and gives you a whole new storyline. Like, Mom is an Arkham. From Arkham Asylum, and she was crazy, and it starts that storyline, which we see has been popping up in a lot of things recently.
The Batman that popped up.
Mm.
I didn't know Martha's last name was Arkham either until...
I don't think it was until this...
That recent Batman, yeah.
Right. I don't even think it's recent. I think I want to say like 2010, maybe earlier.
No, I just meant the movie. Like the movie's what clued me
Robert
into that.
Robert Pattinson's the Riddler.
But I saw, I think, the badass Alfred... In Gotham, I watched that show Gotham. Mm. And like the Alfred in that show was like that, and he's also training young Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like starts kind of training him to become
Batman. I gotta start that up again. I don't know why I fell off, but I think I stopped watching when I was I liked it. I think I
got through like seven
after
seasons.
Quarter Owls, I think
six
I stopped
seasons or something like that. And it was
did
pretty
I, did
solid.
I even see the Quarter Owls one? Because I remember the Joker one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Joker, but it was, but then it wasn't. They did the whole face-off thing.
Yeah, right. It's the kid from Shameless.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a good job.
He was phenomenal, is it?
But I think it was like they said that he was going to inspire the Joker. You know what I mean? Like the acts that he did because he blew up a bunch of shit in Gotham or whatever. But anyway.
But yeah, it's the same thing, though. But they did the full death of the family when Joker cuts his face off and then staples it back on.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. But there was a decent... Actually, no, it wasn't that good. There was another show that was DC on... HBO has a lot of DC stuff. Yeah. But there was another one.
It's literally the only reason I pay for it right now.
Where there's like a young Bruce Wayne and he has like a ragtag. They're actually like villains.
What show is this?
Like Harley Quinn's daughter is one of them.
You're talking about Gotham Knights?
Gotham Knights. That's it. He nailed it.
Yeah, that's also good.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, I watched it and it kept me entertained. That's all I can say about it, really. But it's, again, I like the DC stuff. So, like, I'm watching, you know, half the time.
Yeah, it's not Batman. It's Dick Grayson, isn't it?
Yes, he's right. It's Dick Grayson. Yeah, so it's Robin as a high schooler.
Okay.
And, you know, he gets framed for Batman's murder. Bruce Wayne dies in it. That's the beginning of it.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, you might as well watch it for like two or three episodes.
But now, yeah, we'll put a pause on this. I want to come back to it.
Yeah, just cut it to the good stuff.
Yeah, it always does. Makes us sound good. And we'll come back and do our Alfred episode. Irredeemable, incorruptible, invincible. I was in the comic books and watching cartoons. Justice League, Europe, and the Invincible. I was in the comic books and watching cartoons. Straight toasters, Stilt Man, and Gravity. I was in the comic books and watching cartoons. Grimjack, Concrete, Avengers Academy. I read comics and books, yeah, Marvel. Now my man, Arlex, put me on the scud. That kid's comic is made with blood and Squadron Supreme.